The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today. And over the last couple days, we've been talking about a really exciting movie coming out called Unsung Hero. Unsung Hero is coming out on Friday, this Friday, April 26. You can find it at all the theaters across the Chicagoland area. And it talks about the family of the Smallbone family. The Smallbone family and their move from Australia to America to pursue the music industry, and just the ups and downs. And we couldn't be more thrilled than to be joined right now by Helen Smallbone. So Helen, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Brian. It's been a pleasure to be able to be with you this morning.
Absolutely. So before I ask you the story, what is it like? Tell me just what it's like to have a movie made about your family, yourself. It's got to be a surreal experience.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. I don't think we really understood the gamut of it when we sort of, the boys actually came up with the idea. It was Luke's idea first up to do a movie on the family, because he talks in his shows a lot about our story and gets a lot of response. And so it was his idea. He found a producer. The producer said he could raise the money. And then Joel took up the mantle about 2 years ago, followed through with the script, refined the script. He co-directed with Richie Ramsey. And also then he acted, my husband David. So it's all been a really crazy, surreal, I don't know, even the fact that I'm doing an interview. I'm a stay-at-home mum who's raised kids. And here I am out living my kids' lives. It's pretty incredible.
It is unbelievable. And people might be wondering, well, who are your kids? Well, as they'll learn in the movie, your oldest is Rebecca St. James, who many people know if they listen to Christian music. And make sure I get this right, your youngest two boys are the wildly popular band For King and Country. So what is it like to
middle son, Joel, and his younger brother. So Joel's the middle child. If you follow birth orders, you'll know that, you know, that's Joel.
A typical middle child. What's it been like to have not just one, but two, in the Christian world, wildly popular people in the music industry or groups in the music industry?
I tell you what, Brian, my life verse, and I think God gives us verses in different seasons of our lives, but my life verse in this season for the last few years, as I just sit back and watch what he's been doing, is Ephesians 3:20. And I paraphrase it, but God can do much, much more than anything you can ask or imagine through his strength and for his glory. And I could never have imagined that when we came to America 32 years ago from Australia, that God would have the plans that he's had for us, that have really unfolded from a period of brokenness and failure in our lives, that it made us move from Australia to America. And the fact that Rebecca St. James came out of that was one thing, and you could sort of think, you know, we always knew she had a gift for music. But the fact that the boys came from that too just is mind-blowing. Only God. Only God.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We recently, people on the show know, we recently started a new church that's been kind of going on in my life. Ephesians 3:20, we end every service with it. We read that verse every time because it's so encouraging. Now, I don't want to ruin the plot of the story, but tell us about the reasons, the move from Australia to America. Give us just a taste, because we want people to go see the movie, but give us a little taste of your story.
Well, not a lot of people know, but my husband David's been in music since he was 16. He's 74 now, so he's 58 years. He realized after he was promoting in the secular marketplace, that he was marketing and promoting artists that had nothing to offer, that there was just their lives were empty. And he just felt like, I want to make a difference with my life. And so in 1977, mm-hmm. he set up a new company that was going to be in Christian music. So we're really at the beginnings of the birthing of the genre of Christian music in 1977. Yeah. And he would bring international artists down to Australia. The first concert Rebecca ever attended was a baby of 6 weeks old, and it was a Larry Norman concert at the Sydney Opera House. So, you know, the kids have grown up. I know it's pretty crazy that the kids have grown up around Christian yes. music. In about the late 80s, we were going through a recession in Australia. David brought down a tour that did not go as he expected. He had about 10,000 less at the tour than what he had financially planned for. And in so doing, we lost about $250,000. And wow. It's, in those days, these days, that's a lot of money. In those days, that was a lot of money. And we knew that was major life change. Post that, we actually had two other doors closed. David had a record company. He was actually working with Hill CLC in Australia at the time, recording their praise and worship music. And Hills recognized that it was going to be successful, and it was, because it ended up being Hillsong. That door closed on his 40th birthday. And then he was going to come over here to work for Carmen, the artist Carmen, and set up a praise and worship record company for him. And Carmen actually bought our tickets, our family tickets, to come to America. And then probably a month before we were just about due to leave, Carmen pulled out. And so three major doors closed in our lives. And David, at that point, was just absolutely devastated. He had no idea what God was, I mean, what life was going to look like. His heart was in Christian music. And we'd already started thinking about moving over here to work for Carmen. So he came over to see if there was any way that he could still come. But he said, I have to have a job. I can't bring you guys over here without something. And so he came over the middle of 91, and he did pick up a job, only to have that last for 2 months. And then the artist said, I can't continue to work with you because people don't like you, you know, because I suppose he had lost the money. He was deemed a failure. So that history of being a failure followed him over here. And then that threw our lives. We're on the other side of the world. We're six kids. I've got six kids. I'm pregnant with number seven, no insurance, no nest egg to fall back on. When all that stuff is taken away from you, you realize what your foundation of your life is built on. And we were very fortunate that we both came from Christian homes and our foundation was Jesus Christ. Mm.
Oh, so powerful. Again, the movie is Unsung Hero. I'd encourage everybody to go check it out. Let's end here, Helen. What do you hope people get from this movie? So they go, they put down their money, get their popcorn, they watch the movie. What's the lesson? What's the message you hope people leave the theater with?
The message is really strongly about family. There's two major statements that I think the one major statement that's made in the movie, your family is not in the way, they are the way. And that was lived out in our lives. We saw our family as a whole. We saw our kids as a part of our story, a part of our life. They were the ones who actually worked just as hard as David and me to put food on the table. And then they actually ended up becoming the future, really, because with Rebecca and then the boys. And then there's a quote that we finish on in the movie when the whole thing is finished. And it says, it's from Mother Teresa. If you want to change the world, go home and love your family. And for me, that's the heartbeat of the movie. Go home and love your family. Mm. That will change the world.
Oh, so good. Again, the name of the movie is Unsung Hero. It opens this Friday, April 26th. Oh, Helen, I just read it's the same day as your wedding anniversary. Congratulations
to that. Thank you. 49 years.
Congratulations. It's going to be a wonderful movie about the Smallbone family. If you're a fan of Rebecca St. James, King and Country, whatever it is, we couldn't encourage you enough to go check out the movie Unsung Hero. Helen, congratulations. Can't wait to see the movie. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Brian.
You're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.